Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a schus for Rabbi David Shukra Ala ben Rachel and for Rabbi Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachaleya. They should have bracha b'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. And also to be a schus for Yehuda Yaakov ben Dina Chasha, for Baron Yisrael ben Ramosha Mordechai, and for Shleima, for Shimon Ozer ben Sipora, Michal bas Rachel, Rafael Yitzchak Isaac ben Michal, Chaim Michal Shlomo ben Michal, Yehuda ben Sion ben Naomi, and Yehuda ben Dvora, Yaakov ben Dvora. They should all have the Rafael Shleima besoch, Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. We're learning in Ritz Hashem, Parashas Mishpatim. This is based on a shir given by Mori Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, Parashas Mishpatim, Tovshin Samech Hei. It says in the Torah in Perichof Aleph, Pasuk Yudal, V'chiyazir isha reyo l'hargo v'arma, me'im mizbichi tikachenu lamus. If a man acts maliciously against his fellow, to kill him treacherously, v'arma, with guile, you shall take him from my altar to put him to death. That's the pasuk. Rashi says, "B'chiyazid lama ne'amar l'fishan emar mak ish shomene afilu goyv harofe shaharag v'shliach bezin shemis b'makos abayim ve'av hamakos benoy v'ravar edus talmidei v'hashoigeg tamid loymar v'chiyazid v'lo shoigeg arayeyu v'lo goy." So I might think, I know that if you kill somebody, mak ish v'meis mos yumas, the pasuk says previously that if somebody kills somebody, then he dies. So I might think that even if one kills a goy, he's killed, and even if a daftir kills, he's killed, and if a shliach bezdin kills when he gives 40 mat lashes, and a father who lashes his son, and a rebbe who's rodes talmido, who is mishabed his talmid, who subjugates his talmid and gets physical about it, and the shogeg, I might think they all die. No, it says v'chiyazit, it has to be mezit, not shogeg. Al reyeyu, it has to be your friend, a fellow Jew. One is not allowed to kill a goy, obviously, but one is not chayv misa. Lahargo be'arma, v'lo shliach beizdin, v'haroyfe, v'arodes b'no v'talmidoi, sha'af al pishahem mezidim, ein ma'arimim. It says you kill the person is killed with guile, with treacherousness, with secretiveness, that's ba'arma, in a cunning way, and that excludes a shliach beizdin, a doctor, and somebody who is disciplining his student or his son, that even though they're mazid, even if they're mazid, they're still not marim, they're still not doing it in a cunning way. Makor of Rashi's and a mechilta of Rabbi Yishmael, lahargo b'la'arma, Lahotzi merapi shehemis, that excludes a doctor who kills, v'hamaka rishus beizdin, somebody who's hitting with the rishus of beizdin, v'haroda bibno v'talmido, and somebody who's hitting his son and his talmud, afal pisha hayu meizidin einan marim, and even though they're meizid, they are not marim, even if they do it b'meizid, they are still not doing it in a cunning way. Ad kan Divrei Rashi. We have to be omed in a few nekudas in Rashi, which is taken from Chazal. First of all, what's the gather of afal pi shehein mezidin? Even though they're doing it on purpose, they're not doing it in a cunning way. It says v'chiyazid isha reyeh lahargo ba'arma. What's the idea of arma here? This English is translated as with treachery. And why is it so important that a shliach beizdin and a father who strikes his son, even though they really wanted to give a good whack, nevertheless they're not killed, even though they're mazit. But like Chazal say, since they didn't do it ba'arma, they're off the hook, they're not killed. And why not? Is this a son, or a talmid, or somebody who's hit by the shliach bezin, are they chayiv misa, that the one who kills them is pater? No. So how can you say that somebody who kills them is pater? A student, a son? Very peladic. Also in Rashi, He says something very interesting. He says, Av ha-makes b'no, v'harav ha-rodes talmido. The father strikes his son, and the Rebbe that's disciplining his student. And that's really a Gemara in Makis. The Gemara in Makis says this lashon of a father, that one goes to Galus for only when one does a Dvar Rishus, but not when one does a Dvar Mitzvah, and that excludes a father who's Makis Beno and a Rav who's Rodas Talmida. So what's the difference, lashonos, between this inyan of being Makis Beno and a Rav is Rodas Talmida? Something else we have to understand is what the Rav Baal Maaser Rokeach writes, brought in the Hagos, Yad Avram, and the Gilyon of the Shulchan Aruch, and what the Mechaber says, Nitna notna Torah Rishus l'Rofei l'Rapos, u'mitzvahi, u'b'chal pikuach nefeshu, u'v'imonei atzma reza shofich dom, v'afilu yesh lo mi shi'ir pe'enu, shlo mena kol adam zocha l'srapos, u'mi u lo yisasek b'rfu'elim kein u'boki, ולא יהיה שם גדול ממנו, שם לא כן, הרי זה שפך דומים, ואם ריפה שלו ברשוס בייסדן, חייב בתשלומן, אפילו אם הוא בוקי. ואם ריפה ברשוס בייסדן, וטוב איזיק, פטר מדי אדם, וחייב בדיני שמיים. ואם המיס, ונודה לו ששוגג, גול על ידו. So, the Shulchan Aruch writes that Torah gives rishus to a doctor to heal, to mitzvah, it's included in pikuach nefesh, if he prevents himself, refrains from doing it, he's shofech domim. And even if there are other doctors, you're not everyone's zocha to be healed from all doctors. But once and only, he's allowed to be osek and refu if he knows what he's doing. Otherwise, it's a shofech damim. He has to get rishus based in. If he doesn't, he's chayv b'tashlum. And even if he knows what he's doing, he's supposed to get rishus based in. And if he's merapeh rishus based in, and he does damage, so he's patur midinei adam, but he's chayv b'dinei shamayim. And if he kills somebody, and he knows that he's shogeg, he has to go to galus. And on that, the Yad Avram writes in the name of the Baal Moser Rokeach, Hikshab Sefer Maaser Rokeach, Maishna Me Rav HaMakis Talmido Shliach Beis Din, Shehika Es Baal Din Hanim Nalav Ola Din, Vehimisu Bishgaga, the Pasuk Aram Hilchos Rotzeach, the Kevin Sheshagu V'Hargu B'Shas Asiyas HaMitzvah, Pater Migalus. So he asks, I don't understand, why is a doctor going to Galus? Why is he different than a Rebbe who's striking his Talmud? Or a Shliach Beis Din who is striking a Baal Din who refuses to come to din? Why is he any different than those people? Those people, the halacha is, Rambam Paskins and Uchas Rotzeach, that since they did it b'shogeg, and they killed b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah, they're pater from galus. So this doctor also was b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. And for the Yad Avram, v'yesh loimer d'shayni hachash lo asa mitzvah b'raposo kishe b'rfuaso kishe meis. He answers, he didn't do a mitzvah. Masha enkein b'chol hani d'chashiv v'ramam sham avshem meis mitzvah kovid b'masha lam do taru v'shizmino l'din. In the other cases, they did a mitzvah. In the case of the Rebbe who struck his student, he did a mitzvah. Father, his son, he did a mitzvah. The shliach based in telling the person to come to din, he did a mitzvah. But a rofe who kills this patient didn't do a mitzvah. And when you look at this, you begin to wonder what he's talking about. What's the difference between a father and a rabbi and a doctor? The Shulchan Aruch said that it's a mitzvah for what the doctor's doing. It's a mitzvah to heal people. So it was also a mitzvah. So he wasn't matzliach to do the mitzvah, so what? But he tried to do the mitzvah, so why is he going to galus? So again, we're back to the kasha. Just like a father's doing a mitzvah and he doesn't go to galus, so too the doctor's doing a mitzvah. So he also shouldn't go to galus. The Rebbe's doing a mitzvah. He doesn't go to galus. So the doctor's doing a mitzvah. He shouldn't go to galus. We also have a Gemara in Makkos. Gemara says in Makkos that the only time you go to galus is when you are doing a dvar rishus, and that excludes a father striking a son, and a rebbe who's rodes talmido, and a shliach beis din. All of these people are doing a mitzvah, so memela they don't go to galus. The Gemara says that how do you know? How are you so sure? We learned this from cutting down trees in the forest. Just like cutting down trees is rishus, so to everything that every time it's a rishus, you go to galus. That excludes mitzvah. But the rabbis asked, how do you know that cutting down trees is a rishus? Maybe when the Torah says you're going to cut down trees, when it's describing the person who goes to galus, maybe it's cutting down trees of a mitzvah, of sukkah, for the ma'arach and the beis hamikdash, and yet the Torah still says to go to galus. So how do we know that the cutting down of the trees, this paradigm in the Torah, this model case of galus, is talking about when he's doing a dvar rishus, that the cutting down the trees is a dvar rishus? Maybe it's a dvar mitzvah. So the answer is no, because if he would find pre-cut wood, it wouldn't be a mitzvah. Now also it's not a mitzvah. So he says, you sell Rava, that whenever if you find something already done, you don't have to do it, it means that doing it is not a mitzvah. So then Ravina says to Rava, wait a second, it says that the father doesn't go to galus for hitting his son, and a Rebbe, a Talmud, and a Shliach Beis Din. Wait a second, why don't we say that it's not a mitzvah for a father to strike a son, or a Rebbe to strike a Talmud, since if he would already be a good boy and be learning well, it's not a mitzvah to hit the child. So now also that he is learning well, that he's not learning well, it's also not a mitzvah. Just like you said by the trees, that if you would already find them cut down, it wouldn't be a mitzvah to cut them down. So therefore, even when they're not cut down, it's not a mitzvah. So why don't we say the same thing here? That if the child is learning well, it's not a mitzvah to strike him. So even if he is learning well, if the child is learning well, it's not a mitzvah to strike him. So even when the child is not learning well, it's also not a mitzvah to strike him. Because if something is a mitzvah, it's an absolute mitzvah. It's not only if in the circumstances you need to do it. It has to be an absolute mitzvah. So we said by the trees, if they're already cut down, since it's not a mitzvah to cut them down, it must be that if you don't have trees, it's not a mitzvah. Same logic here. If he's already learning, it's not a mitzvah to hit him. So even if he's not learning, it's not a mitzvah to hit him. Answers the Gemara, no. That even though he's learning well, it's still a mitzvah to hit him. Yaser bin chavi anichecha v'yitein ma'adanim l'nafshecha. That even though the child is learning well, afagav de gamir, even though the kid is learning great, it's still a mitzvah to him. So it's always a mitzvah, whether he's learning well or not learning well. And we bring a pasuk that it's good to discipline one's child. So it's a Gemara that's been matmiya me for many, many years. What does this mean? That it's a mitzvah to strike a child even when he's learning well. Even if he's doing well, the Gemara says, it's still a mitzvah to strike him. How can that be? Hanishma kadavar hazeh, o haniya kamo. Have you ever heard of such a thing? To strike a child or a son for nothing? To give to mechanichim. He's already mechunach. He's doing great. He's learning, he's davening, he's gishmak, he's good midas. What more do you want from the kid? Lo akapten malameit. So what does Chazal mean? It's another Gemara. It's also Tamur de Gezach. Three times in Shas, Gittin Lamed Vav. Makas Tezayin, Becharis Mem Vav. There was a certain Mikri Dardiki that was expelled by Rav Acha because he wasn't, he was Pasha Binuki. Rashi says, what does it mean Pasha Binuki? He was hitting them too hard. And they brought him back because they didn't find anybody who was as medayik as him. Okay. So that's Rashi in one place, in Gittin. He would hit them too hard. And they still brought him back because there was no good a teacher as him. He was a very, very medayik teacher. In Bechoros, Rashi says that not only would he hit the kids, they would die. He would mamish whack the kids until there was no more neshama ba'apam. And it doesn't say yinuka, one kid. Yinuki, Rashi says, meisim. It's plural. This happened a few times. Pele plos. So this person wanted to be marbitz Torah. He was mamish marbitz. Kipshutai. He was hitting them. But Rav Acha kicked him out, and Ravina brought him back. Not because there weren't other teachers, but nobody was as medayik as him. Is Talmud Torah one of the three mitzvahs for which we're moser nefesh, we die for? And what's this teaching us about how to be mechanich our children? Wondrous, wondrous Ma'amari Chazal. So, as is the derech of Mori Barabi Shlita, she's done thousands of times, and each time I'm amazed anew, Baruch Hashem. With one yesod, we're going to answer all the kashas. And that's from Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says, V'chiyazit ish areyeh lahargo be'arma. What does it mean, v'hargo? Hutzuch hakosav lahaski v'viro v'harg, biro v'hargo. But it says, lahargo be'arma, it means v'hargo, and he killed him. The lehargo is vihargo, and he killed him. Anybody who kills his friend b'mezid is very cunning. He waits for that moment that he's going to be able to do it. And not only that, he takes the koach of the nachash that was aru mikol chayos hasadeh, this very cunning snake that was machti chava. And from him was born Cain, the first murderer. And that's why the Chachamim call anybody who does a cunning sin a Rasha Arum. Ezehu Rasha Arum, Chazal say. Because it comes all from the snake. And Cain was the first Rotzeach who came from that union. Told in the Lashon of the Torah, Rasha Ra, Oyla Rasha Ra. Because he's Moshech from this Koach. It's called Ra. So we see an unbelievable yisod from Rabbeinu Bechai that Rotzeach b'mezid, you know what his aveira is? That he killed somebody b'technun mukdam. It was planned, a plan. That's the problem. The problem is when it's planned. He doesn't just do it on the spur of the moment. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody who planned out sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. Somebody who planned out this murder. Every detail, like Rabbeinu Bechai says, "Fishakol mi sheyirtzach es chaver b'mezid humarim b'davar levak eshat sricha lo shiase can be a dime." He's waiting for that moment, for that special moment. It's not just momentary anger got the better of him, the worse of him. It's something pre-planned, and that's why it says, "V'chiyazed isha re'el lahargo be'arma." It's pre-planned. That's the arma, arum. Onkelus, for a yazid kvar al chavre lemikdale benechilu lehit nakel. Lehit nakel is when somebody like ambushes somebody. Go get them. And that's a lashon of nizid, vichy yazid al reyeyu. The lashon of nizid is a lashon of tavshil. That a person puts it on the kedeira, he puts the kedeira on the fire, and he's metachneni. When you cook, everything is planned. It says in the Medrash HaGadol, brought in the Torah Shleima, v'chi yazid, ein hazad ala b'sha'at nefesh, v'zadon diber anavi, just with, I don't know how to say it in English, sha'at nefesh, but it's this. With this feeling of disgust. That's this sha'at nefesh. V'zadon diber anavi, that's the nizid. So there's this harama, this feeling that a person has against somebody, and then they plan out the murder. So based on this yisod, we can understand the parasha. Chazal understood that the ikar punishment here is on the harama, on the planning. And therefore a father who hits his son and a Rebbe who hits his Talmud, they die. They weren't planning to kill. They were just trying to teach. In the olden days, that's the way they used to do it. They used to teach with the ruler. They used to use corporeal punishment. But they weren't planning to kill. So you have to see what was happening before the Ritzicha. See if it was planned. V'chiyazid is this mezid, this nizid, this cooking up. Was he cooking up a scheme? They even say to cook up a scheme. Was it schemed? So a father, a Rebbe, a Shliach Beis Din, they're beseder, that we don't want them to kill. But They weren't planning it out. They were doing Malachat Shamayim. And it came out that way, unfortunately. So we're not justifying it, but it doesn't get, it's not Mechayiv the Misa. That's why the Chazal say, "Lahotzi me rofe shemirapi shehemis v'amakabrush is based in v'arode b'benov v'talmida v'afal pishayim ezidin." Even if they did it on purpose, ain't a marimin. So it could be they hit and hit and hit, and the kid actually died, but they weren't planning it out. So it isn't a full mezid. Chiyazid lahargo ba'arma. It has to be ba'arma. If they're shogeg, certainly, and even if they're mazid, they're not rotzchim ba'arma. That's why it says me'im is b'chiti k'chen olamus. Even if they're working on the mizbech, take them out and kill them. So the mefarshim say, why dafka rotzeach? Any chayv mises based in is taken from the mizbech. And also, what are the odds there's going to be a metzias like this, that punkti killed and then now he's by the mizbech? Look in the netziv and the emakdaver. Based on what we're saying, this Ratzeach, after he finished his Maitzah Ratzicha with Achzarius, if he can go into the Beis HaMikdash and he can bring his Mizvachim on the Mizbech, so that just shows what feeling he has in his heart, what type of person he is, that he's so sure of himself, he has no charat at all. He's a good guy. He goes and he brings his Karbanos. That shows what a nice voice varfi is, what a lousy guy he is. So such a guy, Takas, he did it ba'arma. He did it ba'arma. He has it all worked out in his mind that he's fine. It wasn't somebody who just got taken over momentarily by anger. It was somebody who was planning it out. So Seder, he worked everything out. He's fine. And that's why we see a chilek in the Lashon. It says, Ava Make and a Rav Harode. Everybody according to their purpose, their tachlis. We know that the kavod of the Rav is greater than the kavod of the father if it's his Rebbe Muvuk, because the Rav brings him to Olam Haba and the father only to Olam Hazeh. So the tachlis of the Rav is lirdos, to be rodeh, to discipline, to be meshabe, the lev of the Talmud for Torah and Avodas Hashem. And the father is supposed to be mechanech his kids in Olam Hazeh and in Yanei Olam Haba. And sometimes he needs a hakah, he needs to strike them in order to make things right. So Roda is more of a Lashon of Shibud. That's in, because the Rebbe is in Ruchnius. Hakah can apply to Ruchnius and Gashmius. So the father and the Rebbe, of course, they love the child. And therefore, if Chas Shalom had ever happened, that they did kill Chas V'Shalom, they feel terrible about it. And this is the chilek between the father and the Rebbe. And the doctor, because a lot of times when the doctor is dealing with a patient, he's not only thinking about the patient, Tov Shibaro from the Gehenim. A lot of times he's worrying about his name, his good name. He wants to be famous, he wants people to come to him. He wants to be advanced in his profession, to get a raise, get a promotion. A lot of times he's doing research. That's what doctors also do. They operate on patients to do research. They didn't tell the patient that they're a research project, that they're a guinea pig. They just said, you need an operation. So therefore, then we understand the chiluk before we made between the... We saw the Maaser Rokech was asked by the Adavram, asked. He brings the Maaser Rokech, who asked, why if a doctor kills b'shogeg, he does go to Golos, and a father and a Rebbe don't, because a doctor could not even be doing a mitzvah. He could be in refuah just for his own personal glory, but a father and a Rebbe is not for their glory. They're in it because that's their job, because they have to be mechanech al pitaras Hashem. And we understand this inyan of striking the Talmud, even if he's learning well. So the Gemara says, I'm not saying it, I would never say such a thing, but we follow the Gemara, it's our Gemara. So the Rebbe wants to keep the student and show him the light. The man yelech b'derech tovim. V'orcho sadikim yishmor. He should go in the good path. And guard the ways of the tzaddikim. So sometimes, if the student knows that the Rebbe loves him, and he gives him a little bit of a love pat, you know, they have this with Rav Avadi Yosef, he would give a little, a little stira. Everyone wanted a stira from Rav Avadi Yosef. Everybody wanted a stira. They wanted a little slap in the face. You can see videos of Rav Avadi slapping this person and that person. They loved it, and they said it hurt also. But that keeps them on the straight and narrow. That's why the Gemara says, even if he's mechunach, but you want him to get even starker. So you have to see that the person can take it. Some people are very, very fragile. So interesting. Sometimes computers talk to you. In any event, we're in show of him now. And this is the mem. The mem is closed on all sides, which means that we have to bring the kids mamish inside, in the gvulas of kedusha. That's our avoda. So. We have to be like the father and the Rebbe, who have good intentions, not like the doctor, who sometimes tov shebaro from the Gehenim. He's only thinking about himself. Pasuk says, Chosech shifto sone beno v'avo shicharo musar, that if a person spares the rod, he hates the child, and if he loves him, he's meshacher musar. So first is shachar, milosh and shachris. First thing there's ava. First thing is a lot of ava. And then comes the maisa shevet. Everything has to be done out of love. Another pasuk says, Yaser bincha v'yinichecha v'yitein ma'adonim l'nafshecha. After the yaser bincha, then you leave him alone. And then v'yitein ma'adonim l'nafshecha. Then you have to enjoy the ma'adonim that he's going to give you. To go on the Derech HaNechona. So it starts with love and it ends with love. And in the middle, there has to be some discipline. And we have to be careful about the Yazid, about the Tichnun, about the Hachana. That's the Eim Kol Chatas, when a person, the worst of sin is when a person plans out the Aveiru. We have to be very careful about that. For Keret, we have to use plans for good things. If we learn from the Tzad Hara, we can go to the Tzad HaTov. If planning an aveir is so bad, then how great is planning a mitzvah? And that's chus of living the way we spoke about, of avoiding the orma, doing orma for the good, and giving children a lot of love, chinuch. Zocha lebinyan bayis shlishi. Herev yameinu amein v'amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.